Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. You haven't heard us say this too often in the past 5 years, but there is encouraging news from Iraq. U.S. military deaths plunged last month to the lowest level since the war began. Iraqi civilian casualties also fell sharply. In fact, in May, you were more likely to be murdered in Baltimore or Detroit than you were in Baghdad. Still, it's not at all clear if the current lull signals a long-term trend or it's the calm before yet another storm of violence in Iraq. The BBC's Jim Muir is in Baghdad. Simple question first, Jim. Why is the violence there down?
Well, I think there are what you could call topical reasons and strategic reasons. The immediate reason for them being down in May, I think, is the ceasefire that happened in the combat around Sadr City, where American and Iraqi government troops had been deeply engaged in fighting the Mahdi army, the Shiite militia. In the background, there has been a steady downward trend, though, since the end of last summer, basically, partly because of the surge, partly because of the trend within the Sunni community of militant groups turning away from al-Qaeda and ending up fighting alongside U.S. forces and Iraqi government troops against al-Qaeda, and partly the overall disposition of the Shiite militia, which has held a ceasefire from last August up until the fighting broke out this spring. And since that fighting, it has been much more tightly contained. So all those factors have played into this very significant but steady and quite consistent gradual drop over the past 7 or 8 months now.
Now, Jim, you are back in Baghdad right now. You've been there in and out several times in the past several years. How is it different there this time around? Does it feel any different?
Again, it's a significant, steady improvement. I mean, the real striking change to me was, I guess, late last year when there was quite suddenly a vast improvement in the security situation. Of course, there are still attacks, there are still suicide bombings, there are still shootings, but nothing like on the same scale as we saw, say, a year ago when things were really, really bad. And every single day we were hearing from the police that apart from the bombs and apart from the shootings, something like 50, 60 bodies were being found individually, having been kidnapped, tortured, and then killed and just dumped randomly around the city. 50 or 60 a day in Baghdad alone. Now, just the other day, they said zero, and that's the first day for a long time that we can remember that figure being as low as that. So, again, a very steady, consistent improvement, but still a long way to go, and nobody believes it's irreversible.
And what are then the biggest threats to stability right now?
Well, the biggest threat really is the whole process not being consolidated. There is a feeling that the political center has not really been consolidated, that politicians have yet to agree on a lot of key legislation, that the Iraqi armed forces are not yet in a position to fill the vacuum should the Americans stage a sudden withdrawal, if the government fails to follow up with economic and social measures to extend the government's outreach, as well as consolidating security. These are the key things. If that consolidation doesn't happen, the thing could turn around, and then it could go to pieces quite quickly because al-Qaeda and other groups, the Mahdi Army militia, they are still lurking in the woodwork, just waiting for the right conditions to make a comeback.
Well, these things happen very slowly, but I know that you spent a part of your day out and about in Baghdad. Can you tell us some of the people you ran into or what you saw and whether or not that reflected these lower casualty figures?
Well, yeah, I mean, as you travel through the streets, of course, you see people out and about a lot more, a lot more activity, markets and so on. I have to say, we still cannot move around freely in the sense of just walking around in the streets. We have to move in a very guarded kind of way, a very low profile because of the kidnap threat. So for foreigners in particular, you cannot simply wander around the streets of Baghdad.
All right. Jim, you're in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Most welcome, Lisa.
Today, President Bush did something that's been done just 8 times since the end of the Vietnam War. He awarded America's highest military honor, the Medal of Honor. The recipient was Army Private First Class Ross McGinnis of Knox, Pennsylvania. In December 2006, the 19-year-old McGinnis was in the gunner's hatch of a Humvee patrolling Iraq when a grenade ripped past him. It landed inside the vehicle where 4 other soldiers sat. McGinnis shouted a warning and then jumped on the grenade. He lost his life. The other soldiers in the Humvee survived.